Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 2, Episode 11, The Burrito. And Season 2, Episode 12, Somewhere Else.
Yeah, The Burrito is somewhere else. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for this show, and we are well into season two, so you should be following along.
We're ending season two, exactly.
You definitely should be watching this show. And we are having something to drink. So this time, our listener, who is fabulous, got a French champagne tasting, and there was a bottle of Laurent Perrier champagne, which is really, really good. It's good French champagne. If you're looking for French champagne, it's a good choice. We got to compare several of them, and they will be used as pairings for this show, so join in. But let's get started.
So, episode 11, The Burrito. The four humans get through the portal. Eleanor tells them about Michael sacrificing himself.
Chidi barfed in the void, by the way.
He did. The only thing they see is a desk with a burrito on it. They think the burrito could be the judge, but the judge is behind them, played by Maya Rudolph.
That's really funny.
They explain their situation, but the portal is sealed until she issues her ruling, so no one's going to be coming after them, which is a relief.
Right. And but then she says that, you know, she can't actually listen to their case because they've not submitted paperwork. She knows they're bad, and that she really just is not supposed to process anything like this in this procedural setup.
You need an advocate and you need paperwork.
Right, and you don't have either. And then they're like, oh, come on, please. And she's like, well, I'm bored. Okay, so I'll do it.
Sean is mad at Michael.
Yeah, and he's taunting him, like, oh, you betrayed us, that kind of stuff.
Janet is marbled.
Well, Janet's marbled, but Michael's response to Sean is, yeah, basic.
Yeah, basic.
Which he learned from Eleanor.
Of course. The four humans are being tested separately, but they will be graded as a group, which is Eleanor's suggestion. So if one of them fails, they all fail. She tests her name's Jen, the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Jen tests Jason by making him play Madden against the Jaguars, not as the Jaguars, against the Tennessee Titans.
And he just can't seem to do it.
Well, he can. He's just really struggling with it. Judge Jen then tests Tahani by making her walk down a hallway to a red door, and she can't open the other doors where people will be talking about what they truly think of her.
Behind the doors.
And Michael.
There are like little plaques on the doors too.
To tell her which people are in which door. Behind which door.
Yeah.
Michael explains that there must have been a mistake when they brought those four down to the bad place because they are good people who deserve to be in the good place. And that was proven by his experiment.
I absolutely love part of the discussion about this because Sean's like, all of these notes you have about torture that they did, you made all of that up. And Michael's like, well, yeah, I mean, I took it from Stephen King and Pretty Little Liars.
That's all you need.
And he says it's unfair for them to be in the bad place. And Sean's like, unfair is just one of those human concepts. You know, that's not a thing.
Eleanor, meanwhile, her and Chidi go through a door to do their test. And when they go on the other side, it's like a Scooby-Doo kind of thing where they like open it up on the other side of the door and it's just they're back where they started.
Yeah.
And Jen tells them that they don't need a test because of their progress that they did in the fake bad good place. And they get to go to the good place, but Jason and Tahani didn't get in. And
right.
Eleanor initially thinks this is a test, but they see Jason and Tahani taking their tests currently. And so it's proof that they weren't given this choice either. It's just her getting this choice and Chidi getting this choice.
And so Eleanor is asking Chidi like what they should do. And he gives her what she calls his moral quandary grimace. What he says is if it's not the test, it's worse, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. Like we have to actually choose whether we go on or not.
And if we leave them behind.
Right.
Tahani opens the door to her parents talking about how she's a disappointment compared to Camilla. They're mostly just talking about Camilla. Jason is losing his game because he hates scoring against his team. He suddenly realizes that this is the test. And then Jen's like, I never kept that from you.
Yeah,
I told you this was the test.
Yeah.
And then Tahani realizes that even in this exercise, they are only talking about Camilla, and she was never going to be enough for them. So what's the point? So she goes through the red door. Meanwhile,
Dawn
yeah,
wants to
Dawn.
throw Michael in an unmarked room with a bunch of New
New
Yorker
Yorker magazine.
magazines that he'll never read. With this, and Bad Janet is about to help with that when we find out she's good Janet and she wasn't marbleized, and she knocks out Sean. Eleanor keeps going through the doors like she's pacing, whatever. And Cheney says that if they're morally allowed to go, then they deserve to go. And Eleanor realizes Cheney would never say that. He says, forget ethics for a second. She's like, you know, that would never, ever happen.
Chidi Aragonier would never say that.
That's right, and she's correct. But Cheney's test is just to pick a hat.
And he's been there for 80
Oh,
minutes, and
yeah.
he finally picks one. Then the judge gathers all of them together. We know that Eleanor has passed her test because she said no to going to the good place automatically because she knew that this was the test. And so Jen gathers all of them together and she's like, yeah, all of you failed. And she tries to say that Eleanor failed, but sorry, succeeded and passed. But Eleanor's like, yeah, no, I pushed some old lady down the stairs. I failed too.
Then she has a stomach ache again,
Always.
always.
Before they go through the portal, since the ruling has been made,
To go back to the bad place.
Michael and Janet come through the portal to stop things from happening.
And that is the end of the episode. So, what are your best parts?
Jason, oh, this is the test. It's like, yeah, that was always the test.
Dumbass.
Cheaty. Him agonizing over which hat, and then he's just like, so, but did I choose the correct one? And the judge is like, no, there is no correct one.
It's just a hat.
And Eleanor showing her progress. I love it when Eleanor's really smart and she's just like, yeah, no, this is a fucking test. Sheedy would never say that.
Yeah.
And choosing correct, and even agonizing over the decision in the first place, and her suggesting that it's a pass fail and all of them either pass or all of them fail.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. And I think that it shows that she's showing a lot of good progress. It would be one thing if she was like, if one of us pass, we all pass. But it's like, no, she's actually choosing the opposite, which is a lot harder to achieve.
Exactly, because she realizes that all of them did this together, and so they
Yeah.
need to proceed together.
And Janet. I love
Yeah,
Janet.
I love Janet. I absolutely love
Kick some
Janet.
ass, girl.
So yeah, my best parts were Eleanor, and I do think her progress is really excellent. I love Chidi because he's just so funny, and Janet because I love Janet. What were your worst parts?
Sean.
Yeah, Sean sucks. Sean, I don't like Jason. I was kind of like over the Jaguars thing. It was a little
I found it
too
funny.
much. And Tahani, it's like you should be able to walk past that at this
And here's the
point.
thing, if I were in Tahani's shoes, and even if I was told that, I would just be like,
Yeah.
la 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 la. If it's gonna get me to heaven, are you
Exactly. It's
kidding me?
not that hard. It's
And
not
also,
that
you knew
hard.
what your parents thought of you.
Right. It's
It's
not
not
like
like
this is
this is
new.
not news to you. They told you this to your face constantly. It's what
Yes.
is the shit childhood. You
Yes.
don't need to hear it again.
Exactly. So, what grade did you give this
I
episode?
give it a B.
I gave it a B
It's
also.
cute.
It's fine.
All right, up season 2, episode 12, the finale
Somewhere.
of season 2, somewhere else.
Somewhere. Sorry. Else.
Michael tells the judge Jen that there is a new angle. He says that the premise of the system is flawed because the humans got better after they died and not just while they were on Earth. And the system currently just measures their time on Earth.
Right. And so Eleanor and Tahani are talking. There's like some pause, but Eleanor and Tahani are talking. And Tahani mentions, of course, she name drops all the time. Maggie Smith was her godmother. Tahani
RIP.
attributes her progress to being friends with Eleanor. And Jason is talking as well. And he's like, oh, this has been one of the craziest years of my life.
No, and
Janet.
Chidi's like just one of them.
Yeah, it's like how much crazy do you have? But Janet appears and she says that she loves Jason, and he's like, oh, that's part of it too. That's awesome. I love you too.
And Chidi sees how like uncomplicated it can be to just like, I mean, what's the point in keeping it secret? Like, just go for it.
Well, and he says, why is my brain sounding like a fork in a garbage disposal again?
But the
But
way
then.
that Eleanor compared his brain before, and he agrees with that. He just goes straight up to Eleanor and kisses her because things don't need to be overly complicated.
And she says, hot diggity dog!
And she's like, oh my god, that's going to be the first thing I said after we kissed. I hate that. And then she's like, eh, it was in the moment and I stand by it.
Yeah.
And, which is so sweet. I fucking love
very,
that.
Very, very sweet.
Even after all of these reboots and all of that, you can't tear them apart. And it's the cutest shit.
It was adorable. So they come up with a plan. Michael and the judge, they come up with this plan where each of them has to go to their own medium place, not together. It could be a month. It could be a million years, whatever. And Eller's like, no, I'm not doing that. We just kissed for the first time. Michael's like, hot diggity dog. So cute.
And she's like, that's what I said.
But he wants to, you know, give them a push in the right direction. So he
thinks of this other idea.
He thinks of this other idea, and the judge snaps her fingers, and they are back on Earth at the time of their death. And Eleanor,
well, I would also like to say before that, Jen believes that the only reason that they got better in the fake good place is because they were under the impression that they would get rewarded for it.
Right. So moral
dispute. Which I'm kind of like, not really, because in that situation they've already gotten what they. I mean, I guess to stay there, sure, but isn't the goal whatever? That's complicated. Anyway.
Yeah, the moral dessert concept. Very
so
strange.
Eleanor has just dropped the margarita mix. She's yelling at the environmentalist guy, and she gets pulled out of the way of the shopping carts before she gets pushed into the road. She goes back to her apartment and her awful roommates.
Her roommates are horrible.
Terrible. And she tells them about what happened and her near-death experience, and she's, like, really shaken up. And they're just, like, completely... they're talking about, like, their potential near-misses they had, which are not accurate.
They're not near-misses. They're, like, I heard about somebody dying.
I was in Syracuse, New York, right before 9/11. It's like, no...
So 2 weeks before. It's like,
two weeks before. Oh, and my former dentist, a building blew up near there. If I still went to that dentist and I had an appointment that day, I'd be close too. Like, no.
No, that's just
another thing. Eleanor looks at her room in her life and she cleans it up and she posts on social media that she thinks she's a monster and needs to get better. And
people are like, is this you, Eleanor? Are
you did you get hacked? Eleanor goes to her job and quits because of the ethics of the situation.
And which is great. And then she goes, she agrees to go to a baby shower. She goes to apologize to the environmental guy, and it's a struggle for her, but she gets it done. And then she joins up with his activist group. And Michael and Janet are kind of like monitoring this on ticker tapes in the medium, whatever it is, where the judge is.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that she's doing well. They're excited. Eleanor goes to a Mexican restaurant with her roommates.
Well, there's a montage of her doing really well, like she volunteers to be a part of the organization.
Right.
And so there's a montage of her doing good things and working with them and pitching her own ideas and just feeling involved.
Right. So she is at this Mexican restaurant with her roommates, and one of her roommates is the one that they had the dress bitch t-shirts for, and dress bitch girl is like, oh, thanks so much for sticking by me through the dress bitch thing. And Eleanor's like, look, we need to tell the truth about this because we...
Me and our other roommate, we did the dress bitch thing.
And of course, they get kicked out.
Of her apartment.
So... Eleanor kind of starts to backslide at this point. She lies she was sick, and that's why she couldn't go to work at the environmental group.
Well, she dings a car in a parking lot and is getting sued, which disheartens her even more. And she kind of falls off the goodness wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has not been at work in a month. And her boss comes in and is like, what the hell? And then she's just like, and she like really rudely quits. And... she goes back to her old boss who's working for a new Ponzi scheme company.
Ugh.
Janet tells Michael there's no way to help. They need to do this on their own. But Michael does not like that.
Yeah, he's not accepting defeat. So
she goes to a bar on her birthday, and her bartender is Michael.
And Michael tells her about this moral dessert concept because she's drunk and she's talking about, like, I was good for a while and it just didn't do anything. And he talks about the conscience, the little voice that she had talked to him about back in the day. And he's like, well, you need to think about what do we owe each other? And so she's thinking about this after she leaves the bar, and she Googles that phrase, and a video comes up, and it's Jeannie lecturing on what do we owe each other, lecturing on moral philosophy. And what he says is that, we owe the whole reason that we do good things is because we are not alone in this world. We are not in this alone. And so Eleanor flies to Australia and knocks on Jeannie's door, and Michael is thrilled. That's pretty much
Yeah.
it, the episode. So what were your best parts?
Michael, I
Yeah.
like him coming up with this new concept and giving them a second chance. Chidi, I love Chidi. I love that he finally got the guts to kiss her, and I just love that. Eleanor initially before she goes back to Earth.
Yeah.
But and Janet.
It's great. Yeah. So yeah, I had Michael and Janet and Eleanor and Jeannie both. I just think they're great. What were your worst parts?
Eleanor's roommates.
Yeah, Eleanor's roommates and her horrible jobs. It's like, ugh, the bad jobs, so bad. So bad. What grade did you give this episode?
B plus?
I just gave it a B.
I don't know. I
I
it
gave it a
sets
B.
up something interesting. Maybe it's a B. I don't know. I guess it's a B.
It's not amazing. But it's interesting because this season doesn't end nearly as well as season one.
Well, obviously, like it
So
couldn't.
well, right. So
It's they can't just backtrack and be like, this is the good place. It's like, no.
much more, I don't know, exciting. But we are
I guess
glad,
exciting.
but we're
They're
glad to get them back together.
back on Earth.
And she's meeting him in the way that he always said, well, you can come by my office and talk about
After a philosophy
philosophy. After
lecture.
it's like, well, it's kind of like that.
It is.
But it just doesn't have the punch that we had at the end of season one. So I would definitely put season one above season two.
No, I absolutely agree. Yeah, I think there were some fun episodes, like the Bad Place episode, and there were a lot of funny parts. I also love the development of Chidi and Eleanor's relationship, and it being used not so much as like a gag in the first season.
Yeah,
Really,
wasn't
I liked the various different reboots that we got to see. That was fun. But I think that this is a very interesting idea of like you can improve after death and like all that stuff and how the system's corrupt and
well, it is, and I'm throwing this in there just because we probably mentioned before that we are, or I am, a practicing Catholic, and you are Catholic also.
yes, I am a Catholic.
But it's
Where's this going?
well,
Purgatory?
purgatory. Exactly. The
Okay.
whole concept of purgatory is that you've got these flaws, and you need some time to work out the kinks, and get better. And that's really kind of the point,
It's
is
kind of
that
like
they,
it's what they need.
yeah, it's a medium place, and or it's better than that actually, though, because you have the opportunity to get better. And so that it's not a particularly unique concept. It just is interesting that they're exploring it in this way. So that's kind of cool.
But they're just like giving them a second chance on Earth.
Yeah, basically. All right, so there is much more Good Place to come. There is much more Buzz Binging to come, and we hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.